ultimate good is Hashem himself, but it has to be earned, it can't be given as a gift. It's a big discussion, it's a fascinating discussion we're not going to enter now, is why can Hashem just create a world where there's no bread of shame? That's the famous kasha that all the Rishonim ask. The reason why we have to earn the reward is because of the thing called bread of shame. When you get something for nothing, it's not as enjoyable as when you worked for it. So why not Hashem just create a world where you don't have that problem? Just create a world where taking charity is geshmak. So the answers are deep, but that's the bottom line. יהיה איך שהיא, נמצאינו למדים כי תכליס הבריאה היא בריאה המציאות שבו האדם יעמוד בניסויים. ואז יזכה לטוב אז כמור בדין ולא בחסד. The bottom line is we want to earn. We want to earn the... We want to earn the reward בדין and not בחסד. So you have to withstand these shyness and in order to earn the reward. Okay. לפי דברינו, according to what we've said, כל מטרס העולם תולו ועמדס ביודף של האדם. The entire purpose of the Bria is dependent and stands by us. We're in control of it. אם באמת זה קיים את מצוות השם, אם יעמוד בניסיונס, או שבחס וחלילה יכשל ולא יעשה את הנדרש ממנו. Perhaps we will keep the mitzvahs. And withstand the nishenus and do the rotzen Hashem, or chalila the opposite. We won't do what's requested of us, required of us. Vas chas for chalila tid batel tachlis abriya. Then the purpose of the briya would be mevatel. Ulamein advarim pshuti. It's not so simple. Im bebenes tis batel kol abriya. Up to what we were saying now, if one Jew doesn't do what he's supposed to do, as the whole Sefer Torah is possible, the whole tachlis of the briya is batel. Lo yitochen, can't be. Lo yitochen, shoylam lo yegeh letachli, shehakadosh baruch hu reitze shehu yegeh. Veshel kach gozre chachmoset shel hakadosh baruch hu lahanig es ha'olam b'shnei mini hanogos. This is the most important thing you'll ever hear, and I promise you if you get this wrong, you're going to be clear as gomel. And if you get it right, you have everything you need to go through this world. It's a very dark kav. Unfortunately, there are books going around today that have got this 100% wrong. 100% wrong. They're on most people's shelves. They got this completely wrong. You have to listen carefully to what's being said here. There are two hanhogas in the world. On the surface, they look like they are mutually exclusive. They contradict each other completely. But in fact, they actually complement each other and mashlim each other. The first one is very easy because it's what we used to and it's what we all know. There's no chidushim here. When we get to the second one, you'll see you have a real problem. The first hanhoga is hanhogas hamishpat. Everything goes according to din v'mishpat. The reward is given to the good, and if you do bad, you're punished. It's one of the Yud Gimeli Korim. Whenever you're dealing with the Yud Gimeli Korim, you're in danger. Because if you haven't got one of the Yud Gimeli Korim clear, you're not Nafikairus. I'm not saying this, the Rambam says it before it. And then there's a mitzvah to hate you, and there's all sorts of things. It's not so possible. And it's very easy. Very easy. But we understand that. We know this. Chavo Inesh, so this is easy for us, no problem. Melach b'mishpat yamid aretz. The king withholds, stands, maintains the aretz with mishpat. Kodesh Baruch Hu kovel chukim ba'olam. Hashem made rules in the world, laws, chukim, mishpatim. Mishem akaymes ha'chukim she'en shasa mitzvot. Laws asay v'ramach mitzvot asay. 630 mitzvot, positive, negative mitzvot. Yekabel eschorah, you get reward. V'mishyav olam yekabel eschorah. And if you don't, you'll get punished. There everything's tolu on Bechira. You get paid by your use of Bechira. ולבטילם שהם חייב להגיע בסייפה של דובה לתכלסי. But in another world, it has to come to its final fruition. Hashem didn't create the world to go bankrupt. It has to get to its final fruition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masavev U'Manig Es Ha'olam B'Hanhagas Pnimis Nistoros. Hashem manages the world from a hidden inner place. Shal Pia Sof Sof Yegea O'olam L'Mataroso HaSofis. At the end of the day, the Bria will come to where it's got to go to, no matter what you do. This is not a revealed hanhoga, it's hidden. El hanhoga nisteris, completely hidden. Hanhoga zu mechana ramchal b'shem hanhoga sayichud. Ramchal, the Rizal, call this hanhoga sayichud. We have hanhoga samishpat, and there's a thing called hanhoga sayichud. Hanhoga zu ria betochen va'aruva shiyema shiyi. It's the betochen, it's the trust, it's the arvus that we have, that no matter what's going to happen, sof sof tegia abriya letachlisa v'yikayim rotzen Hashem abriya soil. Everything's got to go where it's going to go, and everything's going to land up where it's going to go, according to the rotzen Hashem. You understand how mutually exclusive these hanogas are? You understand that they're mutually exclusive? Hanogas ha-mitzvah means eschar v'oinish. You get paid for what you do. Hanogas ha-yichud says, doesn't matter what you do, everything's going where it's going. Now the first hanhoga we know, we've been living with that since we were born. This hanhoga seyichud is something new. Never encountered this before, until you encountered the shtikel Arizal. Well, he fought with Rabbi Yaakov Hill for weeks after, trying to get pshat in this. No pasha. You've never heard anything like this in your life before.
But it's at the same time, or it's different times. That means you have a time where it's
these two are working together at the same time.
Yes,
they're running together in the system.
One at a personal level.
No, at a personal level as well. Hanukkah Seyichud says you'll get to where you've got to get to as well. Because if you don't get to where you get to, there's a piece of the Bria missing, which means the Bria is not mushlam. Once again, guys, you haven't got enough information to work with us yet. What you've always lived with. You get paid for what you did. You earn the reward, you get it. You didn't earn it, you don't get it. Oh, good. So your problem is not with the longest Samish, but that's what I told you. Your problem is an Hagas Ayichud, because that you've never heard before and you don't know what that is. That's hidden and the stories and pnimius, and we're going to try and find out what that is now. That's why we're here. You want me to preempt it and tell you what it is? No, because then I'll get it wrong and we're going to end up because and I take responsibility. If I just read and translate, that there's any problems afterwards, all complaints to the Kirka Machshava. If I try and explain this to you and I get one word wrong, I'm Machtir Sarabi. I have enough problems in my life without becoming a former rabbi. So we're going to go through the Sefer. I warned you, we're going to go through, we're going to understand it. I want you to understand for now that these are irreconcilable. You tell your kid, if you clean up your room, you get a prize. If you don't clean up your room, I'll break your legs or whatever other punishment you want to think of, right? But at the same time, don't worry about it because your room's going to get cleaned anyway and you're going to go where you have to go anyway and you're going to get the prize. I call the Seder. The kid will say to you, well, this guy's, what's he? He's lost it. Why should I clean my room? Anyway, it's going to get cleaned. If you don't clean your room, you're going to get a punishment. If you clean your room, you get a reward. But don't worry, the Filipino will clean it and you'll get the reward anyway. You with me? You didn't know what I said. You tell your kid, if you clean your room, you get a reward. If you don't clean your room, I'm going to break your arm. But don't worry about it because the Filipino is going to clean the room and you're going to get the prize anyway.
Why would you get the prize anyway?
No, why? Did you hear that that's what the man just said? Is he crazy? Okay, good, fine. So that's where we're holding.
He's going to break his arm as well?
No, because that's not the tafkid of the prayer. The tachlis of the prayer is not the oinish, it's the schar. Hashem wants to give good. That means whichever way you cut this cake, you're going to land up where you were supposed to land up. You see the problem here? If you don't see the problem, we haven't started yet. So then you're in a pikairas, in a chinamish. Good, excellent. Yes, now you're in the problem. Now you're into the problem.
I can't get it wrong.
If you don't believe in Tzchav O'Ena Shabbosai, you're not Pekiris. You deny one of the Yud Gimeli Kori. Forget about what you want to do. Try to understand the Sugya, no? Horace?
I'm saying you get to... Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to get... wants the world to get from A to B. Right?
No, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give you a relationship with himself, okay, a schar for everything you do, yes, but if yes, you don't earn it, it's not good.
And you're going to get it anyway?
And you're going to get it anyway.
At the end of the day...
You have to go into the kasha. I don't try to answer this question. Unless you know something about Anogasa Yichud, don't try to answer the question. Try to understand the difficulty of what the Arizal, or the Ramchal, let's use Ramchal, it's less esoteric, what the Ramchal tells us. Try to understand the problem. I just told you the problem. If you clean your room, you get a reward. If you don't clean your room, you get a punishment, but the Filipino will clean it and you'll get the reward anyway. You understand that? No, if you understand that, then you should also come see me afterwards. I have a number of someone who might help you. You see the problem? You see the problem? Yeah, you should be shocked to the core. I remember shouting, we were shouting at Rabbi Yaakov Hillel when he taught us this. It's a law, Yecholiot. Okay, so you understand, we have to understand something that we don't understand. Everybody clear that it's not clear? Good. If you think you understand this, guys, you push it, you're off the wall completely.
Yeah. Understand.
No, if you understand, you don't understand it, then good. Then you understand something. Let's have a look. Let's go through this. Banhagas HaMishpat HaKol Tolu B'Maseinu B'Argonoseinu. Everything is Tolu on my deeds. K'mayim HaChazal, the Shlo HaKodesh brings us, and Nefesh HaChaim brings us, Hashem Tzilcho. What does it mean, Hashem Tzilcho? Your shadow. What does that mean? Ma Tzela Zeh Im Ata Soichech Loi Hu Soichech Lecho. A shadow, when you move this way, it moves with you. If you smile, it smiles back at you. If you cry, he cries back at you. It's a mirror. A shadow is a mirror image, right? Kach keviyochel hi anogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. That's how Hashem deals with Klal Yisrael. Hakol tolu lefi maaseinu. It's all tolu on your deeds. Im letoev, im lemutav. Midah keneged midah. Everything is mamash gecheshbon. What you do, there's a response. Mida keneged mida. Kachu gam aklal b'kol haTorah shebiksav. The whole Torah shebiksav. V'im tishma tishmo. V'nesati geshamim beitom. V'im chas v'lizkayim v'saltem v'avadatem azay v'lo yeh moto. It's all, look at Torah biksav. It's all schavo inish. All schavo inish. If you do the Ratzon Hashem, you'll have rain. If you don't do the oil rain, you won't have rain. V'avadatam mani aretz. All the... אם בחוגזת עליכו, אם בחוגזת עליכו, טוב, אם לאו חס וחלילה, יבוא עליכם כל הכללוס. זו איס הנוגס הקודש ברוך אמנו, וגם בימי השפטים והנביאים. To the entire Tanakh, you will see that is the anhog of הקודש ברוך הוא, that's שכר ועונש. There's no rain, you fast, you get rain. We're not discussing Tzadik V'Tav Rosh HaRuah. We're talking about Hanogas HaMishpat. In Torah Shepiksav. Hanogas HaMishpat in Torah Shepiksav. No, steer it. In Torah Shepiksav, in Hanogas HaMishpat, that's the way the world ran. That's Moshe Rabbeinu.
Is it possible that going the way of doing what you're supposed to do, getting you to the ultimate, yeah, is an involvement with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whereas the other way is you don't want to be involved, but you're getting there anyway. Is
having the involvement with Hashem. That's the goal.
That's the goal.
So how can you go there and not have a relationship with Hashem? The goal is to have a relationship with Hashem. Right. But we're not discussing the stira now. Uh-huh. Now we're just looking at Hanogas HaMishpat. Uh-huh. You have to build the sugya one small step at a time. Zuyas Hanogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emanu Gam B'Mei Shoftim V'Nevim Am Yisrael Ovra Al Mitzvos Hashem V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisorim B'Yisurim. Klal Yisrael didn't do the mitzvahs Hashem. Hashem gave them Yisurim V'Ilu Kashechoz L'Asis Rotzin Hashem Sorim Ematzorim V'Tishko Yisorim. Go learn Tanakh, you'll see it's happening all the time. There's a clear midah keneged midah through the entire Tanakh. Lumazois banhogas hayichud Eina David tolu b'maseinu. Fine. So, as long as somebody said, we don't have a problem with Torah Shabbat Sav, you don't have a problem with, right? You said Shema today, nobody said, wow. How does that work? If you do the Rotzon Hashem, it rains. If you don't do the Rotzon Hashem, it's not going to rain. Well, I don't understand that. No one had that problem this morning when they said Shema. But that's Hanogah Samishpat. You did an Aveira, you got to do Tshuva. Nachon? We have a Yom Kippur. We have a Sarim Tshuva. We have a Rosh Hashanah. We have Elul. Why? Because we live in a world called Hanogah Samishpat. And the rules and regulations. Lumazois Banogah Sayichud. Eina Dovet Tolu B'maseinu. In Hanogah Sayichud, it's got nothing to do with your actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesavev Al Pi Hanogah Zu Es Kol HaSibois SheSof Sof HaKol Yochzor LeTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulates and stovevs and works around in such a way that at the end of the day HaKol Tov V'Olam Yavo Al Tikuna, and the world will come to where it has to come to. Ma Shelo Na'aseh V'Ad Kama Shelo Nivko Im Lekal Kachas V'Lila Muchrach Hu SheTeitze B'Sofo Shel Dovah LePoel Taknis Abriah. Everything has to, at the end of the day, find its place. Mukhrach. Sheteitze b'seifer shel dover l'poel tachnis abriah. The blueprint that Hashem had, the rotzon that he had in the mind to come to that final goal, has to happen. Bashkofri shonishtan hongos elu hengtati de sisra. These two hongos completely censor each other, completely can't live with each other. Same as you can't daven mincha off the plug of mincha and then bring in early Shabbos, because it's tati de sisra. So too, you can't have a ganas amishpat and a ganas ayichud. They contradict each other. Mitzarechad a yehudi chayv lityaches l'kol ma'isav b'mola ritzinit. On one hand, the Jew has to mamash be careful about all his actions, machshavas and deeds and speech, with all the seriousness of a Jew. Sharei b'kol tenua kalu hu machri esoil el makav schus ol hefachas v'chalila. Everything that a Jew does, he's busy bringing the world either l'kav schus or the opposite. You have to do cheshbon, you have to work out what you do, you have to analyze it. What do you do today? No. But such an Yehudi tzarich ledat. At the same time, you have to be completely schizophrenic, and at the same time, you have to know. Sheim hu chas v'chalil nichshol v'nizdar demaot. You fell, you didn't get it right. No one's throwing you out. The sof sof hu bnoi yechidoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ubishvilo nivra oilam. You are Hashem's only child, and the whole world is just for you. Kol oilam me'Avraham Avinu ad Yehudi Achron kula nivra ubishvilo isi Yehudi. From Avraham Avinu until the last Jew, all Bishvili. All the billions of Chinese and the asteroids and the nebulae and the galaxies, trillions and trillions of kilometers of galaxies out there, all Bishvili. V'miyavad l'kolosh b'olcho eshekolo ilam abidlo. If he gets lost to Hashem, the entire world is lost to Hashem. Ha'briya lo tagir l'techliso. The world won't come to its final conclusion, and that is impossible. Everything will come out in the good in the end. That's Hanogah Sayichud. Before you say anything, just want to read the heading of the next chapter. Mizug Shtei Hanogah Elu Haynu Avoida Kasheh. Blending these two concepts together is a very difficult avoid. To look at each one separately, individually, is not so hard. You try and put them together because they have to be together, they have to work together, is not so simple. Knowing that these two hanogas exist and forgetting about hanogas hayichud and just focusing on hanogas mishpat, you'll survive. But if you forget about Hanogah Samishpat and you only focus on Hanogah Sayichud, you're in a lot of trouble. For sure you won't have a chaluk in Olam Haba. That's for sure. Because you won't do tshuva. You don't believe in Tzchav Oedesh anymore. So you have to be very careful not to dump Hanogah Samishpat when you're introducing Hanogah Sayichud. I don't know what we're going to speak about. I don't train in futures. We're going to speak about one line at a time. You have a question? Good. But what we're going to do, I don't know. We'll see. If I could answer this question in one line, I'd answer it for one line. We can go home. I don't have to sit here. Like, this is hard. This is why I nearly didn't do it, because I know that I'm going to have to earn my salary.
It's
something which is so difficult and it's so easy to trip over. You know, not to kill someone, but not so difficult, but just to take these ideas and to work it through. Somebody spent time thinking about it, writing it up. We're gonna deal with it. I just wanna make an introduction. If you don't wanna deal with this, don't. Forget about having heard Hanogasa Yichud. Go back to Hanogasa Mishpat and live your life. And we'll call you back when you finish. But if you go down this path, you're going to work very, very hard. And at the end of the day, you're going to have to forget about Hanogasa Yichud, ultimately. But you forget about it after you knew something about it, as opposed to just don't go there. Because going there is not possible. But you need to be armed today with a correct Torah Shkof on this sugya, because you're going to encounter it. It's all over the place today. You can do whatever you want and you can get away with everyone, because then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world and everything's going to go where it's going to go, and I'm not worried about myself because I'm fine. But Hanogasa Yichud. They turf out Hanogasa Mishpat and they live in Hanogasa Yichud. You know why? You get the side benefits of living in Hanogasa Yichud and not worrying about Hanogasa Mishpat.
Yeah, great.
It's fantastic. Just do whatever you want. At the end of the day, everything's going to be fine. I've seen that written. The long beard. And it's written, partial up because. So we have to address the problems. Torah, we have to learn it. In the same way as you don't understand every Tosfos and every Rebbe Kiva Eiger, and at the end of some Tosfos, sometimes you have to say, Tzarichi, and I didn't understand it. You may have to walk away with, yeah, saying, I haven't understood the whole sugya, but at least I'm armed against the kvira out there on the sugya. I don't know about that. Let's first understand how we understand it. Why teach the sheker when we can learn the truth? Once you have the truth, you're armed against the sheker. If I teach you the sheker, then all you have is the sheker. Shtei hanogas elu emes hay. The first you understand is both these hanogas are emes. Ah, it's a paradox. Yeah. But the problem's not a new problem. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with din, realized it wouldn't survive, so he introduced rachamim. Do you understand that din and rachamim are mutually exclusive? Din means you light a cigarette on Shabbos, you get zap buttoning on the spot. Rachamim means you light a cigarette on Shabbos, Hashem gives you time to do tshuva. And those two are working at the same time. You know how that works? You can't understand how it works. You understand bechira and foreknowledge. We don't understand how bechira can exist. It's a paradox. You're always going to have paradoxes when you're trying to mishalev an infinite Bria together with a finite Bria. How do you have a guf in a neshama? The guf, the neshama is infinite, it comes from Tachas Kisa Kovr, it's a chelek elokai mimal, and you manage to get it to work together and mishalev it with a piece of steak. That's impossible. You're right, it's impossible. But here I am, I'm an impossibility. Many, many conundrums, but this is the ultimate one. Shnei hanogas elu emes hay. Ula. A very important line, this. Hamizug b'nei. Mizug, the marrying these two things together, joining them together, blending them together. Meivi lehitlaptot kashe b'yoysa. They bring one to enormously difficult hitlaptut. How would you translate hitlaptut? Confusion.
Hitlaptut.
Vacillation. Confusion. And imitlabet. I don't know what to do. Go this way. That way. And therefore, one has to, any ben aliyah has to get busier. Mitzadechad, hu yehudi achai rak im hanogas hamishpat. Mitzadechad, you're a Jew. And you live in Hanogasa Mishpat. That there's no denying. No matter how much you want to blend in Hanogas HaYichud into your life, you're an Hagas HaMishpat Jew. You can't get away from it. If not, just throw Shulchan Aruch out the window. And we know that that's obviously not a valid option. He knows that the entire world is in his hands. He's fully responsible. Hashem says to Adam HaRishon, pay very careful attention that you don't destroy my world. That means Adam HaRishon could destroy the world. He could destroy the world. Hashem warns him, don't, be careful, ten daitcho. The entire future is in your hands. With one little, you do some move your hand on Shabbos the wrong way, chayv misa. The pachad otzum. Pachad otzum. We're not allowed to talk about this today. Today we don't talk about pachad and yira. Today everything's fine and everything's lovely, but we know. Everybody else over the age of 16, we're allowed to talk a little bit about reality. We know. Today, not allowed to mention the word Gehenna. You have to learn about Gehenna. It's a reality. You have to know about it. You have to learn about it. Ulam yacharim zois. Together with that we just said, yesh lemazig es hanogos hayichud apueles. We have to introduce into the picture hanogos hayichud. Ki sof sof yisol afo pishe choyti Yisraelu. Because a yid, even though he sins, he's a yid. If he doesn't have the betochen that there's someone concerned about him and making sure he won't fall completely, he could become depressed and fall into sadness very quickly. He won't be able to makayim what we said right at the beginning, that that's all the problem today, is all because of one thing, remember? We've come full circle. Why is the world, why are we in Golas? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Why isn't Mashiach come? Tachas shele avodatis Hashem elokecha v'simcha v'tuv leivov miroiv kol. You weren't expecting that, were you? Sinas chine, loshon hara, that's what they tell you, right? They're right, it's Chazal, but the Chumash, the Pasuk tells us, and that's what we said right in the beginning of the Sefer, that that is the core of all the problems we have today. I think it was on page 2, right at the beginning. The Simcha V'tuv Leivov Mi Roiv Kol. We spend many, many, many weeks discussing what that means. If you don't have a clear betochen that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there taking care of you and worrying about you, no matter what you do, that Hashem's there for you, so then you won't be able to be serving Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivov, because you always think you're a failure. Mitzad sheni is one of those Jewish stories, on the one hand, but on the other hand. So we live in Hanogos HaMishpat, but at the same time you have to have Hanogos HaYichud. However, mitzad sheni, you can't just live with an Hanogos HaYichud. And then I got protected with Hashem and I can do whatever I want. Hashem loves me, it's going to be fine. Can't do that. Whatever I do is besada. I get away with whatever I want because he loves me. I'm fine because with Hashem I'm cool. I don't have to worry about it. I call Tov. It's a kula that Hanoga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzave Veroitze Shildi Yeachrai Al Maisa Vidakvek Behem. Hashem wants us to be responsible and to be medaktek and take seriously the job we were given. Because if not, your reward at the end of the day is considered charity and not having been earned. That's the problem that we have. There are these two anagas and you need both. They're mutually exclusive, and our job is to live with both and to blend them into one proper hanoga. That's Hashem. We'll carry on. You have to think about this long and hard.
Did he mention the source that Hoggis and Yechidah, and he brings sources.
The Ramchal, the Arizal.
But he hasn't brought a source here.
He does, he brings the Ramchal. He's quoting the Ramchal.
He's quoting the Ramchal.
He's quoting the Ramchal. When I learned as a Yaakov Hillel, he brought the Itzchaim, he brought the Arizal. My source is from Yaakov Hillel.
Yeah, but that is that. There's nothing sub on that.